Yes, Golf Week's managing editor, Tim Schmidt, joins the show live from the Black Desert Championship. Tim, it was great to see you at Whispering Pines there a few weeks ago. Great to catch up with you. Always love chatting, talking Bills football and the world of PGA Tour golf. Thanks for taking some time to come join us on the show today.
Always great to talk to you guys, Will, and thanks for having us out to Whispering Pines. That is one of my favorite places on the planet. Such a cool venue.
Tim, your Golf Week's Adam Shupak just led his second round review with such a great quote, and it was Harris English talking about how this black lava rock that's off the fairways at the Black Desert Championship, he said it's unlike anything he's ever seen. What were your thoughts on the surroundings there at Black Desert when you first arrived in Utah?
Yeah, so I actually flew home to Austin late last night. I was there from Tuesday until Friday. I just left them. I've got some other engagements. As a matter of fact, I have to go to Austin City Limits today. Well, that's
You're
the kind
a
of
busy
life
guy,
I
Tim. ACL, baby. That's going to be incredible.
You know that. But I have to tell you, when I first stepped on the property, and I've been in and around Arizona and Utah for years. I went to Arizona State. I worked at the Arizona Republic for a while. There is something completely different about the red rocks that kind of ring this golf course and the black lava streaks that run through it that are so striking that even, you know, look, tour players are folks that get to do a lot of fun things around the planet that you and I might not get to do. Even these guys seemed overwhelmed by the beauty of this golf course. And I spent some time yesterday. Tom Weisskopf designed the course. He passed away in 2022 from pancreatic cancer. I spent some time with his wife yesterday morning. We had coffee together, and she actually broke down in tears talking about what this property meant to her husband, who had designed 50, 60 golf courses and is a World Golf Hall of Famer and, you know, has done incredible things in the golf world. And she teared up and said to me, when Tom came to this piece of property, he turned to me and said, this is special and this is like nothing else I've ever seen in my life. So when you get responses like that from, that's not you and I, Will, going out and playing, you know, Memorial Park and saying how wonderful we think it is. These are lifers who've traveled the globe and they're saying this might be the most special place they've ever seen. That's really something. And that's what we saw a lot of this week as players came on property.
Incredible stuff. Once again, we have Tim Schmidt with us, managing editor of Golf Week. Such a unique design there, Tim. Adam Svensson said he thought there was about 11 blind shots at Black Desert this week. What's the general reaction to that as far as players are concerned?
As far as what? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Adam Svensson said there was about 11 blind approach shots. That's a pretty unique situation there as far as the iron play and as far as approach shots. You don't normally see that many blind shots as far as a PGA Tour setup.
Yeah, it's an interesting layout. And, you know, look at the scores. I mean, it's not like it's impeding players from going low by any means. But, there, you know, I talked with the guy, the managing director of the whole property yesterday, and a guy named Patrick Manning, who's a really interesting cat, by the way. I mean, you know, one of these guys who sold billions of dollars in real estate and just kind of has big visions for things. And he said, you know what, we're going to have to tweak this golf course in the future. There's some cool things about it right now, but we also are taking feedback. There's a first hole where they hit over the road, and this isn't cool like St. Andrews. This is this bizarre, you know, they're hitting over basically a road that drives through the middle of the property. There's a whole bunch of quirks like that, but I think that there will be some rerouting changes for the pros. They just wanted to extend the tips back on things as far as they could. But overall, you know, even with some of the shots that maybe aren't what they need to be, remember, they rushed this thing through. This is like less than a year ago that they decided they were going to hold this event there. They've been basically, I mean, the whole property isn't even done yet. The back pool, the massive pool that's behind Black Desert Resort isn't even finished yet. There's some changes that are going to need to be made. And by the way, I mean, the scores on the opening day were 11 under, 10 under, you know, whatever else. They're going to have to make this a little bit harder golf course for the pros. However, I will tell you from spending time on property, I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that the management crew that is around and, you know, organizing this tournament is going to not only make this special for this week, but they're going to make this even more special in the future. So don't think that this tournament's going away, even if the score is 25 under this week, this is going to be a place that the tour is going to want to be for years to come.
And Manning even expressed some interest there about, you know, hopefully one day getting this move to the spring. I'm sure that's a wish of a lot of directors that manage tournaments here in the fall series.
Well, hey, look at Jim Crane wanted to get the Houston Open into the spring, and he did so. So it's not unfathomable, right? I mean, the fact that we here in Austin lost our spring event and lost an event altogether shows that every event is still in flux. You know, aside from the majors and a couple of spots, the schedule is constantly evolving. I think that the fact that the players will be on his side, and I'll tell you why I say that. The setup there is so unique. The players are really kind of in a cocoon where they can go and they can stay in this premium housing. They could take an elevator down, work out in the fitness facility. Then they can go to this incredible player dining hall. The caddies hall is right off to the side. And then there's a practice facility that's private, unlike other places where, you know, they're kind of mobbed by people. Now, yeah, they still come out and mingle with the crowd. It's not like the fans have lost the full experience. But the players love this, the fact that they can really get fired up and focus on their game. So I wouldn't be surprised if player input helps put this back into a meatier part of the schedule at some point.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite parts of the interview, Tim, when y'all were talking about practice areas for PGA Tour events. It's something that I really haven't thought about too much. And Manning expressed that, you know, he really felt players need a little more space from the fans when it comes to practice areas. Tim, you're at a ton of the best stops on the PGA Tour over the schedule. What are your thoughts on how close the fan is to the player during pre-round warm-ups at your average PGA Tour stop?
Well, what do I think? I mean, I think I love it. I love the fact that the players are in the mix. What I'll tell you is what I think and what players think are very different. And let's face it, Will, this world is moving toward player-driven amenities, right? I mean, I used to be a pro football writer with the Buffalo Bills, and, you know, they're now talking about how player access won't be given to potentially to sports reporters in locker rooms anymore, and instead they'll bring players out, which kind of kills the fact that right now in any NFL locker room, you can walk up to any player and ask any question while they're getting ready. You know what? The players don't like that, and players in golf have been able to get their way, especially through this whole PGA Tour Live Golf split. I'm sure that the players are like, yeah, that's what I want, is to be set apart from the fans when we want to be. And the fact that this is catering to them. I thought it was so interesting yesterday. Like, Patrick Manning's the general manager of the resort, the managing partner of the resort. He brought up fan experience like twice to me, and he brought up player experience like 20 times. I mean, so for him, the focus wasn't necessarily on fans. The fans will get there. The fans will have fun. The fans will want to be there because it's cool. But they understand that getting the players to want to come is number one, because if you have the big names, the people will come out. So I do think this will be something that other places will emulate. More places will want to be like Black Desert, where they can put those players in a cocoon, make them happy, and make them want to come, even if it's not a major or a, you know, even one of the players' championships of the world that we'll call a pseudo-major. These are still big events, and this may be one in the future because of the fact that the players want to come there.
Outstanding stuff, Tim. Last question for you. You know, Manning, you know, he got the PGA Tour event here at Black Desert very quickly. He's also not wasting any time as far as getting together with the LPGA Tour. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah, so it's funny. I could tell you that the PR guy, you know, you know this, Will. There's always a PR guy that helps you get in touch with these folks. And he was sitting right next to me as I talked with Patrick Manning, who said, you know, started to kind of divulge LPGA secrets. I think there's something really big in the works with them. And he looked over at the PR guy that was sitting next to us, who gave us the "you have to stop talking" kind of look. There's some big things coming. I would not be surprised if by the end of the year, which the CME Championship is when they announce the LPGA schedule for 2025, I wouldn't be surprised to hear that not only is Black Desert getting a prime spot, maybe somewhere around the Chevron Championship, by the way, so that people could go right from Houston to St. George. Wow. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's got one of the top purses on tour starting very soon. This is something they want to aggressively go after as women's golf.
Tim, we appreciate your coverage. As usual, that is exciting stuff there from the Black Desert Championship. I look forward to seeing you in November at the Spirit. Keep up the great work, and we look forward to talking with you soon.
Always good to talk to you, Will. Thanks so much.